Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Marto and Margot back on your radio tomorrow morning. Well, provided you're listening to this on the Wednesday. Anyway, that's confusing.
I don't know whether I'll be here. I've had a guffle.
Tomorrow?
I've tried.
What a beaut.
I've tried for, let me just check something. I've tried for two.
This is the elk.
Oh,
okay. This is the Colorado elk.
I think it's time to let it go.
Okay, I've been trying to get, what's the date today? I've been trying to get this on since the 12th of October. And you keep saying, yeah, we'll do it on tomorrow's show. If this isn't on tomorrow's show, I'm going to do it right here and right now.
I guarantee.
Well, you know what they say, Marto.
Yeah, I know.
If at first you don't succeed, don't try again.
Bloody hell, I've been trying for 12 shows in a row.
It's
an elk. With a car tyre around its neck.
Oh, you haven't anticipated this.
You can't tell me this is a
piece of information.
We are guaranteeing.
Look, it's hanging around with all those other elks and deer, and it's got a car tyre, and the rest of them haven't. And they're all going, oh, no, I don't want to use any of the gags.
He's different from us. Do you reckon he got bullied by the other elks?
Of course, that's like how Rudolph started at the big red. Rudolph got a red nose stuck, and everyone said, "Oh, what are you doing?"
Yeah, but then Santa pointed him out, did the good thing, and said, "Come with me, son, and I will."
See, there'll probably be people listening to the show tomorrow going, "Shit, he's talking about an elk with a tire."
There will be elk talk on the show Thursday, the 28th of October, 2021.
They're a very quiet animal.
Did you ever think maybe there was a reason why this didn't make it to the show, like some of my stuff, because it's crap?
All right, here's another one. I wanted to do this. New Zealand got beaten overnight. See that man there? He plays the New Zealand cricket team. His name's Glenn Phillips. He does 800 push-ups every day.
Every day? Yeah. 800?
Yeah. What's wrong
with him? Why hasn't he made it onto our show yet?
Well, I think it has. I think it just made it onto the show.
Yeah, that's all that needed to be done.
All right.
We don't have to do it tomorrow now.
Elk talk, and there's the four answers.
We should do a vote. Text us on the burner phone. If you're listening, 0484 10 1045. Text us before tomorrow morning if you want to hear the elk story.
With a car tyre around its head. How did that
just
happen?
Just a simple yes or no.
Simple yes or no. Or do you want to hear the elk story or not?
Look, I got dozens of pages here.
Full of content.
Lots of gear can
go
on.
Such an idea, man.
0484 10 1045, yes or no. And here's the four words to help you win $10,000 on the Thursday show. They are...
Langer. Station. 19M.
See it 7:25.
I remember them without
my
reading.
My brain, it works sometimes.
This is Triple M.
The Triple M Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast for the Great Queensland Getaway, where you can fly for $75, stay for less, and do more. Be quick. These incredible deals end October 31 or until sold out. Visit queensland.com for all the details.
Margo, not every day we get the paper, but today you and I turned to page 15 at exactly the same time and read one of the great headlines of all time.
Man banned from every pub in state.
Yes, I know there's net zero emission stories and COVID, but this demands our attention. What's going on, Margo?
Well, a Serena man has been banned from every pub in Queensland and has narrowly avoided a jail term after he put a bottle shop worker in a headlock and tried to dack her when she refused his service.
Right. This is interesting. So this is a no-no, everyone. This is virtually a public service announcement. You're not
straight
allowed
out of the playbook.
You're
not
allowed
try
to
this
nip
home.
Round the counter and dack, apparently.
Thanks, Marto.
I've never seen this enshrined in law.
Marto, just to come to his defence a little bit, even though he doesn't deserve it, she was a friend of his, and he went into that bottle shop to see her because she knew that she would serve him, even though he'd had a few too many schooners under the belt.
Everybody, just while you're driving, just think, what did he go into the bottle shop for? Let's have a think. Give you 3 seconds to think. Are you ready? What was he looking for? He wanted a carton of pre-mixed rum and tried to give her a hug. So that's what I do at the bottle. Like, yeah, which she did not return. The prosecutor said he grabbed the victim in a headlock. And that's what you do all the time. The Bottle-O is the place.
He said, come on, love, give us, you can do it.
And he began roughing up her hair, and that would have upset her because she would have done her hair for her shift at the Bottle-O, got her hair pulled back, and he's roughed it all up. And the court heard she refused to sell him alcohol because he was too drunk. What do you do when you're really drunk? You go and get a carton of rum cans.
And then threaten to dack you if you don't let him have it, which is what he's done.
He actually warned her.
I'll dack you.
I'm going to dack you. And he tried, Oh, good Lord.
He did plead guilty to common assault in a public place. While adversely affected, he was given 2 years probation. A conviction was recorded. And it's not a laughing matter. This is very serious,
but
of course.
But what happens if he's up at Serena. What happens if I'm working at the Bottle-O at Gundy, say? Like, that's 1,400 kilometres away. How am I going to know it's him?
But he's not only just banned from bottle shops.
He's banned from decking people.
He cannot go to any pub, any club, or any bottle shop. So he's gone
Hold on. Any pub, any club.
The trifecta.
Any hotel or any bottle shop. So he's essentially gone from the nation's drunkest man to now the nation's most sober man.
All right. Let's take it more seriously. Being banned from something is serious. I'm banned from Uber, lifetime ban. I've tried 3 times to have it overturned for a simple misunderstanding where the driver was having a bad day. They won't budge.
It always seems to be a simple misunderstanding.
I did not headlock him or dack him, and I got banned. And I think a lot of people have been banned. I got a mate of mine who's banned from, you try to go out to the footy, you go, let's go to the Caxon. Oh, I'm banned. I said, they won't know you. You try to go in. Sorry, mate, you know you're
really
banned.
CCTV.
He's my age. He's still banned. He's been banned for 4 years.
We got banned from a caravan park. I won't mention which one because I think new owners have taken over, and I'm hoping the ban has been lifted. But it wasn't even our fault, Marto. It was the party of other caravanners that we were with were up partying late.
You get clumped with
2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And because they're out at this caravan park, it's like open camping. You just park wherever you want.
Yeah.
Everyone parks together in groups with their caravans. But because we were there and the owners knew that it was us, we then got associated with that group of people, even though we weren't there at the time. Corey was in Sydney and I was asleep in the caravan. But it was our fault and it was our group of people.
That wasn't
and
the Boomgate incident, was it?
No.
That was another incident.
It was a different incident.
Another caravan park. Are you? All right. And then there's our producer, Jack, who was banned at the age of 5 from a toy store. Him and his brother.
Mr. Toy's Toy World.
Wrecked a couple of cars.
They rode the cars down the escalator.
All right. 1-3-3-5-3.
Twins.
All right. So what are you banned from? That's Twins. Basically that.
That's it. That's as easy as that. What are you banned from?
At present or in the past? We got banned from, it used to be Lang Park, used to be the indoor sports centre. It used to play indoor cricket there. We won the premiership 1 year, let the fire hoses off. A year's banning. The whole team.
Naughty. Yep.
Sacked Raiders halfback Todd Carney, here's one from 10 years ago, has been banned from his hometown of Goulburn after a series of alcohol-related incidents.
A town?
His Imagine latest, that. A whole town,
whole town banning.
We don't want to know you. Get out.
He jumped on a car, but the magistrate said he'd previously warned Carney that he was a shandy away from being locked up after being caught doing burnouts and driving at speeds of 100 k's an hour through the streets of Goulburn following a binge drinking session.
What's a shandy?
Just a half lemonade, beer, half lemonade. The court order banned him from the Goulburn district. His mum, I remember he used to play footy and he'd have to meet his mum 5 k's out of town. Anyway, we're talking
banned from your own suburb. Sean from Alex Hills. What did you get banned from?
I got banned from Taekwondo.
Oh, dear. Did you hit someone?
No, I embarrassed the master.
Oh, why? Because there's a lot of little flick with the feet, isn't there? Did you give her a big roundhouse and collect?
No, they were doing a grading one night and people were trying to break this bit of 1-inch pine. No one could do it, so I picked it up and I smashed it over my head.
Wow.
And you got banned for that. Isn't that
I embarrassed him. He didn't like it, Mr. Tung Chuck Sue.
Righto. Just embarrassed him on radio. Well, I hope he's not listening. He could sue us.
Is he allowed to go to another Taekwondo place?
Can we just go back to Sean briefly?
Sean, have you continued the Taekwondo pathway, career?
No, I didn't. Thank God. I stuck to my swimming.
Stuck to swimming.
Congratulations. Now, listen, how big was the piece of pine just for us timber lovers?
It was about 1-inch pine and it was about 30 centimetres square.
Was it finger jointed? Like, did you get lucky or did you just snap the bastard?
I just snapped it over my head, mate.
Sean, is this recent or is this something that happened, you know, during your childhood?
This is about 30 years ago.
Yeah, well done. How's the head? Should we donate your brain to science or anything?
Oh, mate, I don't think I'd find much up there.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you for saying whatever I was thinking.
Hayden from Forest Lake, good morning.
Oh, what a classic.
Morning.
Yeah, hey, mate, you heard about this young bloke that got banned. He's been banned from every licensed venue in Queensland for 12 months. What have you copped a banning from?
I'm not allowed to slap the missus on the ass on them anymore, on the tush. I've been banned from doing that.
Banned?
No, you said ass to start with. Don't then come back with
the
tush.
Yeah, on the tush. Yeah, because the 6-year-old has seen that and thought it was funny and did it to his teacher at school, so we got a phone call. So I'm not allowed to.
Her words repeating it to us was, "That's a fine tush," is what he said when he clapped it.
Oh, that is too good. Hayden, keep the door closed. If you and the missus are doing a bit of lovemaking, keep the door closed. We don't want the young fella seeing that.
Hey, can we set you up?
He's just walking past in the kitchen. How you going, love? Nick Minute.
Hayden.
I love how he followed it up with the commentary, though. That's a nice tush. That's a nice tush, miss.
Hayden, do you like drinking cold beer?
Oh, I sure do. I'll drink a few of those each day.
Brick Lane Draft. Find it at your local Dan Murphy's. Congratulations. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Hayden.
Thank you so much.
Keep your hands to yourself.
We've got an anonymous on the burner phone, Marta. It says, I received a month ban from the Down Under Bar. Oh, that is a low joint. Yuck word, chundering in the middle of the dance floor.
Yeah, fair enough,
that'll do it.
These backpackers could be dancing there.
It's a very professional establishment. I can't imagine why you would have been banned.
That is one of the most ordinary bars in Brisbane, the Down Under Bar.
Somebody else who wants to remain anonymous, Marto from Norman Park. Hello. What did you get banned from?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
The German Club.
Oh, what, you mistreated a pork knuckle? What?
I had a shocker.
Cricket?
It was my birthday, and the missus got the guy on the stage to sing me happy birthday.
Yes.
And I had a few too many starts and snapses, and I jumped up on the stage and started singing happy birthday to myself with everyone.
Yes, that's
and
not banning.
And then I decided to go and dance on the tables.
Yeah.
And then my pants accidentally fell down.
Yeah.
And security jumped on me.
Yeah.
And then my missus jumped in and said, no, it's his birthday, it's his birthday. And they're like, no, we don't care. He's just flashed the whole, you know, crowd of kids.
Oh, you didn't have any undies on, did you?
Didn't have any undies on, though, mate. Shocker. And anyway,
that sounds like a great night out.
That's a standard night.
I want to go out with you.
Now,
this actually gets better. So,
did it go to a tribunal?
Wait, there's more.
What's his name? So she just made up a name and said Sebastian Morris. They call him Seabass. Sebastian Morris, whoever he is banned from the German Club for life.
Great story.
Which is why you've decided to remain anonymous. Good story.
Thank you for your call.
Thanks, Sebastian.
Good Triple M, the big breakfast.
Wingsy Wednesday.
Get it off your chest. 1-3-3-5-3.
It's Wednesday. Midweek.
Little petty rant.
You know what I don't like? I hate it when you go into a cafe and there's somebody, and I don't drink coffee, I just want to get a hot chocolate, and there's only one person working there and they've ordered three coffees.
Whinge, whinge, whinge.
And it goes for the same thing when you're in a bar and you want a beer and you're really thirsty and someone's ordering four espresso martinis.
Whinge, whinge, whinge.
I apologise. Yeah. Sorry.
Mark, I know.
Sorry.
I'm looking at you.
You know what I want to have a whinge about, actually? You've just brought to my attention, Marto, talking about the coffee shop, that they charge $4.50 for a cup of tea. It's just a tea bag water. There's no effort in that. You know, a barista, they make it, they fluff the milk, they do little pictures. There's effort. That's labour intensive. Putting a tea bag in a cup with some hot water from the filter tap, that's not...
Shameful.
Shameful.
I think we should shut a few cafes down.
Meredith from Kalanga, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, good. Hi, do you Meredith. Have a rant or a petty whinge that you want to get off your chest this Wednesday, Meredith?
I sure do. Everybody putting up their goddamn Christmas trees in October.
Whinge, whinge, whinge.
Hold on. Are you talking shops or homes?
No. Homes and shops
already.
It's everywhere already.
We all know that it's not supposed to be till the 1st of December. Hey, Mez.
Hey, that's right.
Is it after the Melbourne Cup?
Can you do it after Halloween first?
Halloween's what, this Sunday?
This Sunday.
Yeah, get that out of the way. Get the Melbourne Cup out of the way, then pull the Christmas trees out.
It's the 1st of December.
Let's 1st of December.
Just chill out, everybody.
Everybody knows that.
Hey, Mez or Meredith, do you hate it when people just naturally assume that your name is being like when Darren's, you just call them Dazza and stuff? Do you hate it when people do that to your name?
No, I actually prefer being called Mez. Nobody calls me Meredith unless I'm in trouble with my parents.
Full name.
Righto, Mez. Sorry about the Christmas decorations.
You and I sound similar in the fact that we don't like people who put their Christmas trees out early. I could imagine you would also love a long lunch and a margarita.
This would be making my year because I'm not going to get a Christmas present from my family for whinging.
Oh, well, how about for Christmas I give you some margaritas and lunch with me on the house next Friday. Can you come and join me?
Hell yeah, I can come and join
Hell
you.
Hell to the MS.
Hell yeah. Righto, we'll see you there. Oscar from the Valley, he sent a text through. He's whinging about, whinging about crackheads wearing hoodies and trench coats. It's 34 degrees, you idiots.
I don't think they know what's going on with the weather. I think they're relatively unaware of what's happening around them. Jason from Silkstone, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, what's your whinge?
People who don't understand that stay in the left-hand lane unless overtaking. Like, 90 and 100 zone in the right-hand lane. Yeah.
Get out.
Jace,
get out of town.
I've mentioned this before on our show. They do it over in Germany and Italy on the autostradas. If you're in the fast lane, like in Australia, let's say in Australia. You put your right blinker on to say, I'm staying here. It shows you clearly intending to keep going fastish. Ah. If you're not in the, if you haven't got that right blinker on, get out.
Jason, what sort of behaviour do you display when there's someone in front of you going slow in the right lane? Are you a flashing of the lights or a beeping of the horn?
Yes, I am bad. I flash the lights. I don't get to the horn, or at least I haven't yet.
Tailgating.
I might.
Just death stare them in the rear view mirror so they can see you.
Oh, it just sucks. Okay. Sometimes I even get to go overtake them in the left-hand lane.
You'll go around to the left to come back again to the right. I could get it, Jason.
Can we finish with Peter from Hemet? And I'm told this is about caravans. It could be serious.
Oh, dear.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, how you going?
Yeah, Peter, what is it? Get it off your chest. You got a whinge?
When you're on the highway in the truck and you're sitting behind a caravan that's doing 90, and you get to an overtaken lane and they speed up to 100 and you can't get round them.
They're bastards, aren't they?
Then they drop back to 90.
Yeah, that's exactly.
How often do you incur this, Peter?
All the time.
All the time.
What do you do with them?
Bloody caravans.
They're amateurs.
Get on the UHF and abuse them.
Yeah. Right. Happy holiday.
Problem solves everything.
Threatened grey nomads.
Oh, what, do you feel better now, Peter? You got that off your chest?
A little bit.
You can do it again next Wednesday if you like. Every Wednesday we're here to let you.
Too many of them too.
Mm.
Hey, thanks for your whingy whiny Wednesday. And
where are they going? They can't get across the border, the grey nomads.
They're all going up north.
Just hanging around Queensland.
Hey, don't forget to book your Christmas function at Gambaro's Seafood Restaurant too, by the way. Do it today. Visit gambaros.com.au.
That's where we're going for lunch next Friday.
That's why I mentioned it.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Margot, you and I get here early in the morning, about 4, and we have a chat, but sometimes the first thing we say to each other, oh, that'll do me. Did you hear what was on Bono? Now, Bono is overnight, 12 o'clock till 5 a.m., midnight till 5 a.m. on Triple M. It's truckers and people who can't get to sleep talk
shift
back.
Shift workers.
And there are some callers who just go, that will do me.
Yes.
I had one of those. There was an old bloke who came on tonight just about 3:30, 4 o'clock this morning, who just had an operation. And he said that. And he was having a bit of a whinge to Luke Boner about a fine that he'd received from the Victorian government.
Oh.
And he's going, you know, he went, no wonder all my friends are moving up north, you know, had enough of Victoria and everything. I thought, oh, okay, here we go. This fine will be about some sort of COVID, yeah, they probably got together somewhere and having a whinge. Right, I'll leave you with it because it wasn't about a COVID-related situation. It was something else, and I just went, oh, my God.
Some of the side effects of the medication I was taking was I needed to go to the tour. I had to pull over on the side of the road because I never made it home.
Did you get a fine or did you get a warning?
$120.
And what, you were having a pee, were you?
I just had to go. I could never make it to the...
Was it a number one or a number two?
Two, mate.
Oh, Jesus, on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I just needed to tell you. If you're wondering what
that's
to
disgusting.
Listen to.
$120, that's not enough. Find him more.
But if you dug the hole, it's all right. Okay.
Big Breakfast. Let's Triple M.
Listen to some news.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
During the plague the last 2 years, there's been a lot of things I've missed. There's been a few things that I haven't really cared about. But I tell you what, something that's come back and I'm just going, oh, thank God. Welcome home, fashion.
Fashion is back at Flemington.
I'm just excited to see Melbourne coming back to life again.
All right, all the pretenders are out in the amount of numbers and so.
The Melbourne Cup are you talking about, Marto?
Yeah, all the glitz and glamour.
The racing season is welcoming back limited guests, but unlimited glitz and glamour.
Unlimited glitz. That's where I come in. All right.
We just had a conversation about the races, and you said, I just want to put on my jeans and go and have a punch at the TAB.
That's all I want to do. And there's a little cafe over the road that sells beer, and I'll go over and over, and maybe I'll get later in the afternoon get hit by a car.
But you're a
that's
real
fine.
Punter. You know, when you go to the Melbourne Cup, a lot of the glitz and glamour are just influencers and famous people.
No, you know what they were saying last night, and which I thought was tremendous stupidity, virtual fashions on the field. So they're not having it.
So will they have their birdcage? They normally have the birdcage with all the famous...
No, but they'll do all that sort of stuff in Brisbane at the races, I'm sure.
But I'm going.
The real thing, what I know everyone's hanging on, sorry to waste your time, you're driving to work and you want to know what you're supposed to wear, like what's in fashion, and that's what everyone's really comes to Triple M for.
Yes, of course.
Their fashion guide too. All right, so just let's close your eyes and think what, if you're going to obey the tips, here's what men, this is what you need to be wearing.
Linen in for the boys.
Colours you're going to go for is more like a neutral, earthy, like the browns and the beige and the olives and things like that.
So if you can get a brown tablecloth, just wrap it around yourself with a Jackie Howe and off you go. Is that what they mean?
Bit of khaki pads, Marto.
An olive tablecloth. So linen, is it? You don't have to iron linen. That's the good thing.
Yeah, but men, it's all about suit dressing, but you could wear a chino and a blazer, nice, you know, collared shirt,
one of
bow
us
tie.
Here is taking this seriously. Oh, one sorry. Of us isn't. Let's go for the women's fashion tip, girls.
Meanwhile, for the girls.
Lots of ruffles, very, like, florals, pretty kind of things. Big sleeves, also a really big trend.
Hold on. There's a bit to unpack there. Pretty kind of things.
Well, the theme for Melbourne Cup this year is big, bright and bold, Marto.
So you heard it here first.
A statement fascinator or a big, bold hat. The bigger, the better. It's Melbourne Cup. You've got to go all out. It's about lots of colour because Derby Day, which is on the Saturday before this Saturday coming, it's all about black and white. That's the theme. You have to wear black or white. No colour is allowed.
Yeah, if I go to the TAB, have I got to have black and white on? Or otherwise, you're banned. You know
and
the
then
rest
Tuesday
rules.
Is the day you do all of the colour.
And now, what can I give the Hang tip on, as far I'll as I, it. I... I've got one yeah, last yeah. tip, just for the girls, okay? As far as I can tell from all the photos on the Wednesday after the Melbourne Cup, the most important thing is to wear some fresh undies because most girls seem to have it up on their
Keep
backside.
Keep your shoes on, ladies.
Get your shoes.
11 past 7. It is the Big Breakfast. Marto and Margo, Brisbane's Triple M.
The Big Breakfast, racing with Gracie.
Oh, the day is finally upon us, Marto. It is K-Day, I would say D-Day, but it's K-Day because it's time to go karting.
Oh, that was G-Day because it's time to go karting with
Gracie.
Renee Gracie. Hello, Renee.
Hi, guys.
I don't know if you've been listening in every day, but this is a very keenly contested spot. Every day we've had people clamouring to go racing against you. You're like the old... It's like the Wild West. You're the lead gunslinger and they all want to have a go at you. Have you heard of this?
Yeah. I've had a few people mess. I've even had my neighbours and people that I know go, I've just entered just so I can beat you.
Yeah, I know. You are the hunted.
Have you been eagerly anticipating today, Renee? What sort of practice have you been getting in, or are you just going to show up today and put us all to shame?
Well, I haven't been to Kingston Park Raceway in a very long time and I thought I would just save it to the day and see hopefully how well I go. But I have been out in the go-kart recently, so I would say I'm a bit warmed up.
Renee, last time you were at Kingston Park, correct me if I'm wrong, was when you were 12 and you set the lap record out there. What do you think today's going to bring?
Look, I don't think I'm going to be setting any lap records. I'm a little bit older now and who knows who's out there and who's been there and set lap records since. But I am very looking forward to seeing actually how fast I am. And I guess if I've still got it.
Well, you mentioned some of the people that you might be up against and they are keen. We'll tell you that. Should we meet some of them, Renee? Because we've been putting them through various tests, Marto, haven't we over the last couple of weeks?
We sure had. Well, we had one where we said, what's the smelliest car you've ever had?
The wife's car, mate. We're in Cairns on our way to Bali, so we left the car at the airport. Baby bottle.
Formula or breast? Because formula is rank.
Formula.
Yeah.
2 weeks in Bali, we come back and...
2 weeks.
Mate, we had to sell the car.
That was Luke from Capatlabar. He's going to be joining us today, Renee. He'll be there.
Awesome. Very excited.
What about Brady from Marumba Downs? He was a Kiwi when he was a kid. He was he's been driving a car since he was 12.
13 years old, my mum and dad had a veggie shop and the old man sent me out to pick up some lettuces in his youth. Picked up a mate on the way, picked up the lettuces and we took a bit of a shortcut on the way home, doing a few skids, ended up putting it up on the roof.
Yeah.
Lettuces everywhere and there happened to be a rugby ground right there. And they come over and flipped the youth back onto the wheels for me and said, I helped myself to the lettuces, boys, and I drove home.
This is who you're up against, Renee. This is some of them.
Kiwis are a bit wild, so look out for him.
Have you ever seen a go-kart be flipped, Renee?
Yeah, I've been in accidents where they've flipped over me, for sure.
Oh, so that can happen. We were speculating whether it's possible.
You wouldn't be able to, but you can.
Renee, can I ask, do you ever, while you're driving or thinking about driving, do you make the sounds that your car makes?
No, my car makes all the noise. In my head sometimes I think about, you know, going fast and just, if I'm going slow, I imagine just, past someone,
What about this woman?
That was Nelly.
She was a sprint car at the...
enthusiast.
She's coming.
We were trying to determine whether that was a sprint car or perhaps a dirt bike, Renee. But that was Nelly, and she's coming along. But the one that we spoke to yesterday was Chris from Leichhardt.
What did he do again?
He had the strangest car modification. Now, I know you love a good car modification. You've got a bright yellow Mustang, and then you've got that beautiful Mercedes.
Yeah, but this bloke had a Honda Jazz.
He loved a car modification as well.
I used to own a 2009 Honda Jazz. Took a VA Falcon rear spoiler and turned it into a front lip. I cut the exhaust down and made it pop and bang like they do in the little Volkswagen Golfs.
Yes.
I added a rear spoiler.
These are people impressive. With proper passion, Renee. You know, you're up against something today. You okay?
Definitely. Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Oh, this has been wonderful.
Well, it is just a couple of hours away. We are going to be leaving the studio here, Renee, meeting you down at Kingston Park Raceway for a hell of a day out. We're going to have some fun and our listeners are going to get to come along. You'll see it across all of our socials, of course. But we're looking forward to racing with Gracie. Thanks, Renee.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to go warm up.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Pakistan beat New Zealand. If you missed any of last night's cricket action, catch up with KO Mini's ICC T20 Cricket World Cup condensed match highlights. New to KO, start your free trial today.
Yeah, South Africa beat West Indies as well. Actually, let's talk sport. Yellow card to the Crown Casino Resort.
An 8-month Royal Commission ruled Crown Melbourne had engaged in conduct that is, in a word, disgraceful.
Oh, dear. What does the Crown Casino have to do with sport? Are they coming on as a new jersey sponsor or something, Mato?
Gaming.
Is that a sport?
Yeah. Well, it is now.
You tell me a sport that people don't bet on, and I'll tell you it's not a sport. No, they've been in trouble. It's just and it interests me because James Packer, of course, has a 37% share in Crown. Ooh. He's been told you've got 2 years, so they've actually got a yellow card for 2 years. You've got 2 years to tidy up everything that you're doing, or you're Gonski. So he's got to get rid of that. He's allowed to have 5% share. They said he's got too much influence in the whole. Join.
Oh, okay.
And you go, what do you mean by disgusting?
It's a convenient shorthand for describing conduct that was variously illegal, dishonest, unethical and exploitative.
Okay, there's lots of big words in there.
Isn't there?
Exploitative. It
was 8 months. What's his name? Alan Finkelstein was the Royal Commissioner, and he gave it the real shakedown.
Have you ever watched that Netflix series Ozarks?
One episode.
Didn't they build a casino so they could wash money?
Yep. There was a lot of that going on. You're not allowed to pay more than people walk in with $10,000 cash and let's wash all this through. No more than $1,000 cash from now on is to be allowed to be handed over. So they want everything to be scrutinised.
Cracking down.
One of the problems was that they weren't helping their customers, as in the betting people. Listen to this. The Royal Commission heard the Crown Resorts failed to stop a former doctor and problem gambler who punted for 96 hours without leaving the casino.
Bloody hell.
Problem gambler, a married woman with children whose name was suppressed, played baccarat for 4 days straight.
Oh, boring.
Interspersed with naps. Exactly boring.
Texas Hold'em poker every day of the week.
Played baccarat for 4 days
Royal
straight.
Royal Caribbean for sure.
Interspersed.
her at.
Hold on, you're going, didn't she get tired? She had naps slumped at the poker machines as Crown Casino staff walked by.
Someone going around, what's that?
There's another drink.
You know the hook that they use to get the dice? They just poker with it every now and then.
Because if you wake them up, they'll be tired and go home. If you let them sleep, they'll be go.
They wake up, they're ready to go again.
Back into the chocolate wheel. Now listen, here's the big kicker. Now they have said, righto Crown, we're keeping a close eye on you. They've actually put a government person in charge of the whole operation to keep an eye on them. But they've gone, we've got to do something about slowing people down. And here's what they've done. Are you ready?
There were also recommendations to protect problem gamblers, including time and loss limits. Poker machine players will be limited to 3 hours at a time with a 15-minute break. No more than 12 hours on any day.
Hold on. Right. cracking down. You can't stay here any more than 12. People were living there, quite clearly. So after 3 hours, you need a 15-minute break. What's that, 3 durries? Right, I'm back in. Right, they've got this sorted.
The Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30
on Triple M.
The M1 Springwood is slow, and Bruce, poor old Bruce Highway, every single morning around Mango Hill, that's slow as well. If you spot anything, 1-3-3-5-3, call the Big Breakfast to Triple M.
Mango, I don't often talk about my wife, Kath, because she didn't play for the Broncos, wasn't captain, so she just pales in insignificance to your husband. But I tell you what, my wife is class to my crass. She is the
yin to your yang.
Well, the intelligent yin to my stupidity that I go through life. I just on the weekend we were over at Moreton Island, and she brought a girlfriend. They were sitting at the beach, and I wandered down. I'd been working. I wandered down and said, "What's going on?" And the girlfriend said, "You should have just seen what Kath did." I went, "Oh, this would be interesting." And she never. Like, I'll yell out of cars and stuff at people, "Oi, get into it," and, you know, get a hotel when I see people, you know, kissing and stuff. I'm a big yeller, Kath would never, ever do. I know it's strange. It goes back to my youth of being a dickhead.
Might need to talk about that later.
Yeah, perhaps. But Kath doesn't do that. Kath doesn't make random
comments. She's refined. She's a lady.
She'll walk through life and say it quietly. Those people are doing something wrong. Well, someone finally got her going the other day. There was a Bucks party going on over there. Now, you're probably listening, some of you Bucksters. We knew that because they were all wearing silly Hawaiian shirts and hats and all sorts of things.
It's a giveaway.
They had driven down to the beach and they were having a few beers and they had an inflatable sex doll on the back of their it was a four-wheel drive, wasn't a ute, but on their spare tyre, you know the spare tyre on the back of their car, they had it legs over the top of that.
Of course they did.
Yes.
Well, as they say, boys will be boys and men will never grow up.
Okay. So it had a bag on its head, and that's what really upset Kath. Yes.
Disrespectful.
First time I've ever, the girlfriend told me it's the first time she'd ever seen it too. Kath walked by and just said, "That is so not cool, boys."
Oh,
that is the worst thing she has ever said to anyone. She completely mummed them. One of them, they sat there for a while in stunned silence, apparently, and they whispered to each other, and one guy got off of his seat and grabbed the doll and put it in the back of the car.
Good.
Oh,
wow.
She had a win.
She had a win.
I would have thought that was funny. Now, here's me. Is this low-level woke? You know, we all talk about woke and political correctness and everything. I don't know whether you're allowed, even at Moreton, to have a sex doll on the back of your car anymore. Is that, where do you draw the line? You're like, you're a mother.
Well,
how do you explain
I think she was in the right. It's a family holiday destination.
Not
and
in
if you're in
big
if
boobs.
You're in a house and you're just carrying on with your bunch of mates,
have your sex doll there.
Have your blow up lady in there.
In
but
private,
if you're out on the beach
public,
where there's
pull
kids
the sex
and
doll
families
in.
And elderly, you
okay.
know.
Okay. All right. Oh, can I get a couple more rulings off you?
Yeah, sure.
You know the advertising thing for the Northern Territory.
Oh, see you in the NT.
Northern Territory, see you. That one.
See you there.
Are you allowed to get around with that?
I don't think it's appropriate. I feel like we've become really desensitized to a lot of that stuff, and we don't even recognize it or notice it anymore. But my son asked me about it some weeks back now, coincidentally. And I said, well, it's a play on words, but it's not a nice word.
No.
And, you know, we don't say it and we don't repeat it. Yeah, so it's those conversations
you
that you don't want to have with your kids, you know.
How would
but they
you go,
see it. They notice everything. Right, they're observant.
If there was a sex doll on the back of a ute and your family drove past, and how do you explain what that is?
Well, hopefully they didn't see it. Just keep driving and then say, if they ask, go, well, what Corey, this is yours.
What do they make? Dad's got one of them in the garage. What happens to that happens? Corey's going around the house. Stock is Margo's busy parking
orders. Time for at home with the Parkers. Oh, in about 20 minutes' time, my husband Corey will be headed into surgery at Brisbane Private Hospital.
What's just the elbow thing?
Yeah, he snapped the tendon off his bicep. He was a little embarrassed about how it happened, actually. He was sitting on the side of the footy field calling a game for Fox Sports. What? And the ball got kicked out of the field and it was going to hit the monitor. So instead of...
Put his arm up.
He put his arm up and went to hit it back. And as he reached out and hit it, hyperextended his arm and snapped.
After 347 games of NRL, yes. A little footy hurt him.
A little footy.
Oh, Kozza, if you're listening, good luck, mate.
He's headed in for surgery today. He's been putting up with it for about 12 weeks now.
Which hand?
Finally.
Left or right?
Left arm. Marto, his right arm is also not great either because he's really worn that tendon down. So he did say to me that last night, I think I might just get both done. What do you reckon if I just go in there and get both done? I was like,
No!
I thought it was bad enough that left-handed means. I was going to have to wipe help feed his, him and wipe his bum.
That's the one.
I went and did groceries, Marto. There are incontinence pants and food pouches on the go if I need.
Wonderful.
But no, off into surgery this morning and we're going to miss him, of course. Because
how long's he gone for?
Just the day.
How are we going to miss him?
He is the pillar of strength in the Parker household. He does the morning run. My mum's come up to stay the night so that she can take the kids to school this morning because he has to Uber himself into the hospital. And he said he put me down as the emergency contact, of course.
You might have to leave the show if things go rotten.
Well, maybe.
Well, you're racing today. You can't leave that.
No, yeah, you've got go-karting.
I said, tell them to call me after 11:30. I've got a date with Renee Gracie down at Kingston Park Raceway.
Hold on. Let's go back and think about it. Why would you be the number? Why wouldn't you just give him Alfie Langer's number? Whenever he was injured on the field, Alfie would come running on.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. Have you got Alfie's number? Yes. I might forward contact.
He'd be sober at this hour. Yes, good for it. Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo. Did you see all those kangaroos? You showed me the photo before, but I saw the
article. On the golf course.
Down at Arundel. They're going crazy. And kangaroos do love golf
courses. What are they doing hanging around?
Well, they just love the green grass because they pump so much water onto... if they come in towards the cities and then they go, hold on, there's not much grass around here. They go straight to the local golf course and they go, hallelujah. Mm. I know, I used to play a bit of golf with my old man at Stanthorpe and they used to love the green grass up there. So they love golf courses.
Beautiful.
It makes me think, and there are plenty of kangaroos around. As soon as there's rain, this is going to be a La Nina, wet season, the kangaroos are going to go crazy.
I've noticed lots of rabbits, Marto. We've got lots
down
of...
Down your way.
Yeah, bunnies and rabbits topping across the road.
Well, they love roading, you know. like rabbits. And it reminded me, it was only last weekend, my mate. Now, my mate's a bushy, but now he's a lawyer down in Sydney. And we were talking...
He's a bushy lawyer.
I know.
What a transition.
Weird combo. Still owns a block of land up around, your way, up Warrialda way.
Oh, in Varel, yeah.
So he was telling me, and the conversation was, he's the one who, at lockdown, he said, you know you got a boring life when it doesn't change after lockdown's over in Sydney.
Yeah. Not much change. So
he was telling me about, we were talking about kangaroos. He said, oh, they're bloody everywhere. I better get up there and shoot them up to the block. And he said, did I ever told you the story when I was in Barcelona? So he was over in Spain, okay, and he had one of those plaited leather belts, you know, the kangaroo belts?
Yeah.
And a girl there said, oh, my God, what is that? They'd never seen such a thing. You know the plaited leather that I'm talking about? Not just...
bushy, cocky kind
of... Oh, they think so. Well, they're made from kangaroo skin, okay? And she looked at it and she said, what is
that? Does it still have the fur on it?
No.
Okay, just the leather.
I'll wear my plaited kangaroo tomorrow.
Can you?
Belt to show you, and you go, that is intricate. Okay. All right, so this girl said, oh my God, what is that? And yeah, he's trying to speak English with a bit of Spanish. She's trying to help him out with his English, etc. He said, it's kangaroo. We shoot them and then we skin them and then we slice them all up and make the belt. And you know, she has screamed. The word kangaroo in Spanish, if you want to look it up, means babysitter or nanny. It's lost in translation. One of the great stories. Look that one up. What a ripper.
A Triple M.
Hey, Margo, have you ever been to the JW Marriott Gold Coast Resort?
Yeah, beautiful. Surface? Down at Surfers Paradise, the Marriott on the Gold Coast.
Good swimming pool, eh?
Oh, great pool. They've got a beautiful rock waterfall.
I'm looking at
the
it.
The fish. They've got a slide for the
kids.
They've
got fish in the pool.
They've got a bar.
That's
they've
what
got
they're
a
saying.
Beach. They've got cabanas. It's great down there.
Would it surprise you that it's been voted the nation's number one hotel pool in a survey conducted by What If? It's a uniquely Aussie award.
No,
so
I wouldn't be surprised, Marno, if you said that because it's a bloody great pool.
Eight of the top 10 pools in the awards were from Queensland.
Incredible. We know how to do pools.
Unfortunately, not one other category finished with a Queenslander in the top
spot. What were some of the other categories?
Best hot chips, best Jaffles, best country pub, best national park. So they do have Queensland.
Who had the best hot chips?
Well, somewhere down south. But they've saying the best hot chips in Queensland are Super Rooster at Toowoomba. Anyone been to Super Rooster?
I reckon any hot chip's a good hot chip.
That's that one. Best National Park, Daintree. Best Country Pub, the Nindigully out near St George. The top, just a great pub. Best Jaffle at Stairwell Coffee.
What do they put in the Jaffle?
Who eats
spaghetti?
Anyway.
Love a spaghetti Jaffle.
Here's the one I do want to talk about, and local. Best Vanilla Slice.
Oh, yeah.
So we didn't win the national award, but in Queensland, Priest's at the Jetty at Redcliffe. So
just up the road.
Must be near the Jetty. So I did a bit of digging while the news was on. We're going to say hello to Priest's.
Have you got their phone number?
Good morning, Priest's. Grant speaking.
Oh, Grant, it's Marto and Margot from Triple M's Big Breakfast here, mate. You're on radio.
G'day, how are you?
Hey, ringing a good mate, not as good as you. Ringing to congratulate you, Best Vanilla Slice in Queensland.
Incredible.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're aware of the award?
No, I'm not.
What?
I know our vanilla slice is pretty good, but no.
Best vanilla slice, Priest's at the Jetty, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have been there at Redcliffe. The Uniquely Aussie Awards, it's by What If, you know, the travel mob?
Yeah, I do.
This is the first you hear about it.
What's
the key? Well, we'll probably be swamped with calls if I say who's had a vanilla slice at Priest's, but what's the key to your vanilla slice?
Oh, it's a big secret, but the custard is where
it's all about the custard.
It's all about the custard.
Would you sell 24-hour old custard vanilla slices?
No.
Yeah, custard goes off.
I know.
How thick's your sometimes people try to put too much icing on.
No, not a lot of icing at all. Mainly just icing sugar and a little bit of fondant.
What does a vanilla slice go for at Priest's?
$6.
$6, yep.
Yeah.
And how good a chunk of slice are we talking? Are we talking
it's good.
15, 10 centimetres long by how deep?
They're 7 by 7 and they're about probably 5 centimetres high.
Structural integrity? Like if I took a bite or do I need to slice it? If I take a bite, will it fall apart?
It won't fall apart, but it will. The custard will squish a little.
Yeah.
Where are
delicious.
You?
Delicious.
Where are you at Redcliffe here?
We're right opposite the jetty.
Oh, right
on the waterfront.
That's why people come off the jetty, they walk out, have a look, and they go, geez, I'm peckish. What are they?
How far is Redcliffe from here? I might have to make a drive up.
40 minutes?
My husband's going in for surgery this morning, and vanilla slice is his favourite, and I might need to get him a piece of Priest's at the jetty.
Are you Priest-y?
Vanilla slice.
Are you Mr. Priest?
I'm one of Mr. Priest's, yes.
How long have you guys been going?
We've been here for 10 years now.
What's the Dolphins, the new team? Do you think Wayne Bennett loves a vanilla slice? Do you think you should do a Bennett?
Hell yeah.
Right.
I believe I've heard on the grapevine that he's moving in just down the road. So,
my God.
Wow. He might have to come and be a little bit of an ambassador for us.
He will be a regular customer there at Priest's, I'm sure.
He may be the first person to get a smile out of him in 12 years. Well, listen, Mr. Priest,
congratulations.
Out of nowhere, we wanted to offer our congratulations because we're not very good at many things, but you are the best at vanilla slicing.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. There'll be a lot of Triple M people there who will be going, I need a Priest's vanilla slice. So I'll be there
batch,
soon
perhaps.
Too.
We've got a couple of other locations too. One at Shauncliffe and one down at Bean Lee as well. So
I'm going
Bean
to Bean Lee.
Lee.
There you go.
That's my neck of the woods.
Clever marketing.
Who do we see at Bean Lee?
Priest's. We've got a Priest's coffee drive-through down at Bean Lee.
Yeah, but is there someone I should talk to?
I'll go and see Beck. Go and see Beck
at Priest's at Bean Lee. Is there a drive-through, did you say?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Vanilla slice through the window.
I can take Corey from the hospital with his broken arm down through the drive-through at Bean Lee and get him a vanilla slice.
Well done. At ease, soldier.
Thank you.
All right.
How funny is that going to be when What If ring him? Like, thanks, mate. What if ring him to tell him they've got the award? Yeah, I already know.
Thanks. Got the heads up from Triple M already.
Hey, listen, can we... I know there's some brilliant vanilla slices. There's Day Cobra Bakery does a great vanilla slice. Can you give your vanilla slice a wrap? I didn't realise it was Corey's favourite food.
Cottage Bakery. We're Bryant's Road at Logan Home, Cornubia.
Hang on a second. Incredible.
Nominees for Brisbane's Best Snot Block.
Best Snot Block in Brisbane.
Snot Block.
133353. It's an old term, but it's a popular one. They're saying that it has origins in France. It's something called millefeuille.
But it's
pastry on the bottom. If anyone doesn't know what a vanilla slice is, pastry on the bottom, custard in the middle, and then
a little bit of pastry. And then white icing.
And sometimes
and then
a glaze. That's a classic.
Drizzle.
It's my favourite thing in a bakery. I don't mind saying that. And I didn't realise I shared that with your husband.
Yes, also, Corey's.
Like, the only other Aussie thing on the dessert in a bakery is the Lamington. And it's really a piss poor attempt at a bakery thing.
I do love a big, fluffy, square Lamington, though.
I know it was. Each to their own. I'm a vanilla slice.
I'm a custard tart kind of girl.
Oh, Jesus, custard tarts are overrated. Anyway, this is personal. We did have a lot of nominations. We can't mention everyone. Banjo's Bakery Cafe at Redcliffe. They are apparently up there. Cafenio at West End. Saigon Bakehouse at East Ipswich. They do a good vanilla slice.
Yeah, Lena's Bakehouse in Brisbane CBD. Rick's Artisan Pies and Sourdough Bakery up in Noosaville.
Yeah, you're still on Triple M. Slice Patisserie at Upper Coomera. And Chatterbox Cafe at Toowong, Queensland. They are all nominations, apparently outstanding.
Well, you saw in the paper today, yes. Precies were voted Queensland's best vanilla slice. I mean, rang them to say congratulations. It was an award that they weren't even aware that they had received.
You take Mick from... Hi, Mick from Flagstone. How are you, mate?
G'day, gang. How are you?
Now, what have you got again? Are you at the bakery down where?
At Flagstone. We've been open 18 months now.
Mr. P's, is it?
Sorry?
What is it called? Is it Mr. P's?
Yeah, Mr. P's Bakery.
Mr. P's Bakery,
At Flagstone in the Coles Complex.
We've
been open 18 months there. We've been voted Best Logan Bakery for 2021.
Logan Bakery 2021.
Is that a trophy or a plaque or what is
Medal?
That?
It's voted by the community and of Logan.
Do you get a framed certificate for the wall, Mick?
Yes. Yes, you're talking about vanilla slices.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's all we're talking about here today. How many do you sell a day? Are you 2 dozen?
About 30 a day we sell.
Okay, 2.5 dozen.
But we make them fresh every morning. We've even made them as a cake. People want them as a birthday cake.
A vanilla slice cake. Jesus. Oh, my God. That's
next level. Did you know this voting was on? Like, did you even know the competition for Queensland's Best Vanilla Slice was open?
No, I didn't.
Incredible.
All right.
They snuck up on everyone. All right, so...
Okay, well, there's another one. Mr. P's Bakery at Flagstone in the Coles Complex. Go down, check out
when's
the vanilla
Corey's
slice.
When's Corey's birthday?
May next year.
May next year. You'll get a call about a cake. Vanilla slice cake.
My birthday's in May as well.
Oh.
Not about you, Mick.
I'm Big Breakfast, Triple M.
The Triple M Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast for the great Queensland getaway where you can fly for $75, stay for less, and do more. Be quick. These incredible deals end October 31 or until sold out. Visit queensland.com for all the details.